people will show up again on Saturday.
Hopefully. We had a really good turnout last weekend at the ball tournament, and I really do want to commend everybody that was down there, because, you know, we went for down there for cleanup the next day, and everybody did a really great job throwing their garbage away. You know, there wasn't garbage everywhere.
People pitched in, then, in other words. Jesse, anything else you'd like to add today?
Probably would say that the more the merrier. It's going to be a nice event. We'd appreciate the support from the community. I'm sure the craft vendors as well would appreciate that. And maybe it can become a regular feature, is to be able to host like a farmer's market, you know, maker's market type of a thing. You know, but you have to start somewhere and allow the people to lead you. And so if we can get the support that we need, it might be just a regular fixture in the community. And that would be, of course, wonderful to see.
What's the next big project then for the Buena Vista Lions? Anything on the radar at this point? Or are you just going to get through this weekend?
So the big project is the playground. That's time-consuming. Mm-hmm. Other than that, after the town, between the town party and the Halloween party in September, we are doing one of the bingo night at the Knights of Columbus Bingo. Oh. We'll be serving the food down there. And then that same day, we're also going to be doing a concession stand in Lone Rock for the garden tractor pull down there.
Okay.
And then on November 2nd, tentatively, is going to be our Halloween party. So we'll hit it a couple days late, but, you know, we've been known for either before the holiday or after the holiday. We want our members to spend as much of the holiday with their family as they can, and then we'll do a party either before or after.
Okay. So don't put that Halloween costume away on the 31st. Come out to the Buena Vista Park there and enjoy it on the 2nd then. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in, gentlemen. Good luck with your event.
Thank you.
You bet. Buena Vista Lions Club members Jay Kleckner and Jesse Chitwood on this portion of the morning show. Tom Mueller from Mueller & Bund joins us here on WRCO Radio. And I'll tell you what, fall's coming on, Tom. What can you tell us about some of the deals at Mueller Implement?
Well, there's a lot of deals right now. On our Gravely side, we have 0% for 24 months, and right now targeted areas of tractors and zero turns at 10% off, and that ends the 1st of October, so it gives you a little time to think about it, but you definitely don't want to sit on that one. That 0% is available for anything above $1,000, so if you decide to buy some handheld tools along with a mower or just buy hand tools in general, you can take advantage of the program. All of our handheld here is Hustler, or not Hustler, but our Husky side, and it literally is 10% off straight through for the rest of the year. So because we buy so well and such a large volume, we're able to do this. Now, that's not available through the company. It's only available through Mueller Implement. So 10% off is a really savings on whether it's a weed eater, a blower, saw, or whatever. You're still in the season, and you're definitely going to use those blowers when it comes fall. So keep those things in mind. We also have 15% off in Husky saws as far as cement, and that's the K770 and 790, and 10% off in all of our basically compactors and et cetera. So if you're thinking about anything that's construction-oriented or literally something you want to do around the house, or you're a commercial guy, this is a good time to stop and buy Husky from us. We're also an Aaron's Gravely dealer, of course, and right now we have some specials ranging from $1,000 to $2,000 off on our commercial units. Again, these are our discounts. Again, they're not coming from the company, but they're actually discounts that we've created. So you want to stop and visit us. We have many other lines, but Landmaster, which is a UTV line out of Indiana, we're running $1,500 to $2,500 off right now for a cash discount. So good time to visit us and take a look at all of our products. Key here, though, is when you walk through the door, we do not handle anything that we would consider Chinese or junk or what we call mass market. We just don't believe in mass market items. So if it's cheap and chintzy, it's not going to be here. What you're going to find here is nothing but quality. But you're going to be able to buy it for about the same price you can at a wholesale store, except it's because we buy it right, Phil. That's the key right there.
Awesome. And as far as your service department, you know, it's a good time to get things serviced now, too, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, and we are busy. The ironic thing of people bringing things 60 miles around us means we're getting everybody's stuff. There's a lot less shops right now, and that'll continue to disappear. So when you buy a product, make sure that that product has service behind it, because if you buy something and then you find out you can't get it serviced anywhere, all of a sudden you have a piece of junk sometimes. So best thing to do is come here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, our neighbors, the lights are on, so that means they're still in business, and you should stop there as well. Great people. We're open from 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site, or go to Craigslist right now and take a look at Mueller, just punch in Mueller on the left-hand side, and you'll see our ewes. And right now, all of our ewes is on sale. They've been moving very fast, and there's some really good opportunities to buy a great ewes machine. And by the way, whether you buy used or new from us, Gravely, Aaron's, or Husky, we guarantee a loaner for life for you. So that's something that we've done for a long, long time and don't intend to leave it. It brings on new customers all the time. And simply because you become a customer, you also have the ability to use our trailers free, which a lot of people say, well, what do you mean use our trailers free? Well, you can pick the trailer up, bring the product in, save the cost of having it picked up, or you can take the brand new item home with you as long as you have a hitch on your trailer. So you really want to stop in and visit us, see the great items we have, and talk to our service department, because you will when you buy a product. You'll end up talking to them, and you'll have a chance to see all the rental items we have here as well. We're a full-fledged operation, doing well, and hoping that everybody this fall does well.
That's Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s, a very pleasant day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a small chance of a brief light shower or some sprinkles, a low of 59. Also 85 tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high 90 and 93 on Monday expected. Right now in Richland Center, after the daytime high yesterday in the mid-70s, it was a 65 midnight reading. We're down from that right now, 52 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise on WRCO and WRCE today.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more silver dollar hanging out by Silver Rider down the road I loved to ride. Wish I would have known that by now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't care how much they're biting, I won't even crank the boat. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your mammy starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take you, baby, take you places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. See what you're doing, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
myself a ride on down them roads we used to ride.
Everything I love here on WRCO. Some things to celebrate today. Well, first and foremost, and number one, maybe, Hug Your Sweetheart Day. There you go. Give them a big old hug. Today is National Cuban Sandwich Day. It's National Cheap Flight Day, Valentino, and Ride the Wind Day. Some things you can sink your teeth into. It is National Sponge Cake Day. So enjoy sponge cake. And that's kind of, isn't a Twinkie a sponge cake? I think so. And also, Buttered Corn Day. Ooh, 'tis the season. Sweet corn is in its prime, and so enjoy that today, especially the lot of Wisconsin-made butter. Here's Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9 WRCE.
Knoxville, the murder beats, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights on the wheel. Dice, we doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough. Up to the sky, stay on this roller coaster ride, just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head, just to say we did. Say we did. Just to say we did.
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
See the good old days. on WRCO, WRCE, 718 the time. We'll see what old Hank Bray is selling coming up this morning, and also our look at birthdays and anniversaries.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Buddy, we've got a lot going on today.
Our new thermometer.
Our new thermometer actually moved.
It moved.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in the last 30 seconds, it actually moved.
Yep, it worked.
So apparently I did something right.
Well,
oh, well.
You know, don't be quick to have judgment on that.
But. Well, there's no wind, so it's still standing up.
Opening night of football tonight.
It is, my man. All right. Is around the area. There were some opening games last night.
Yep.
So.
So I love it this time of year. Like I said earlier on the air, though, I always worry about
lightning coming in like the first couple of nights. I think we're going to be fine tonight, but those things of, you know, late night delays and things like that. And
hopefully that's all done.
I hope we're past
I
that.
I do. I hope that's all done. So anyway.
Football is very enjoyable when the weather is enjoyable.
Very much.
For me.
Yep,
but then
love.
About week 8 or 9, Phil's starting to think, ooh, maybe it's time to move
inside. I love football. The colder, the better.
Well, you're moving around, though, when you're reffing. So,
well, thank you.
No, I think anyway. But it's true. And the same thing for fans, you know, that don't sit in the bleachers. If you're moving, it isn't that bad.
Right. Yep.
But when you're sitting like a slug, like me, for 3 hours, it gets a little cool.
A slug.
Yep.
Again, we have no pens, Phil. What do you do? Can I borrow one of them?
We have two pens.
Okay. Well, I'm just making...
The others walked. You know, people keep donating pens.
And we appreciate it.
And some of them don't work.
Kind of like my voice, like Nancy said. Nancy's never going to live this down.
You know, that's all right, Hank. Just get over it. You know, you've got
feelings are hurt.
You got critics out there.
I tell you what, I have, instead of singing, Phil, I've went to the basement at WRCO and started working on our, you know, inventions.
This could be a big break for us.
I seen it yesterday. You seen it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, as I was installing the weather station that's halfway working, I come along a box, and I said, you know what? They've got to be something with the box.
Uh-huh, right.
So I went down to the basement and started to work. And Phil, you have got to see what I have invented.
First of all, I didn't know we had a basement, so that's good. And then second of all...
You don't... Know about
your secret laboratory?
Yep. But so I have invented a cardboard cell phone case.
Oh, that's awesome. Look at that.
Yeah, with the WRCO emblem.
Boy, you know, that looks really classy.
And you saw me wear it yesterday.
Oh, it looks, and you got the belt loop?
Yes.
You can put your belt through the back of it?
And here's the thing.
Oh,
right
nice.
Now, okay, this is a friendly eco... why spend money on a case when you can just upcycle your last Amazon delivery? Mm-hmm. The planet thanks you. I mean, customizable, Phil. It's not just a cell phone case. It's a blank canvas.
Oh.
Draw, doodle, or slap some stickers on it. No one will have the same case as you, Phil.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's affordable.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it is.
Why show a high-end case when cardboard gives you the artistic, rustic feel? It's like a farmer's market of cell phone cases.
Wow. Interesting.
And right now, if you purchase this cell phone case for a negative $399, we're going to throw in a 40-inch of Baylor twine.
Oh, wow.
So, and then this case is so customizable.
That's awesome.
A woman can take the Baylor twine and wrap it around her neck where she feels fashionable instead of having to, because she can't wear it on her belt. They don't.
Oh, okay. Like wear it as a necklace.
Yes.
Ah.
I mean, guaranteed. Ah. Guaranteed case, Phil.
I know you're always trying to sell something, so.
Right here. I mean, this right here is a customizable case.
Good luck with that.
Security features, Phil. One more good one. No one's going to steal a phone in a cardboard case. It's the ultimate anti-theft device.
Oh, you never know. Let's take Tim out to hear more here about that.
Introducing the EcoShield Cardboard Phone Case, a sustainable and eco-friendly way to protect your phone. Made from 100% recyclable cardboard, this case offers lightweight protection for your phone while reducing your carbon footprint. Please note, however, this case is intended for light use only and may not provide the same level of durability or water resistance as traditional phone cases. Avoid exposure to moisture and heavy impacts to maintain the integrity of the case. Perfect for those who prioritize sustainability in their everyday choices. This cell phone case is not guaranteed to be waterproof or water resistant. While it may provide some protection against light splashes or brief exposure to moisture, it is not designed to protect your device from full submersion or...
Wow. There were some disclaimers there.
I don't think he said it may cause paper cuts, too.
Oh, that's something. You're always selling something here.
Yeah, right now. So don't forget about the free 40-inch baler twine.
Well, you know what? If you don't bale hay anymore, every once in a while I need to fix something and I don't have baler twine.
Yeah.
So
this is perfect for like a Rachel Jelinek.
Oh.
You know, likes to stick their phones
under
mowers and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, this is a perfect, perfect case.
Wow. Man, you just, you never cease to amaze me with your inventions. Where do you find the time? Oh, well.
We'll try to photograph this and send some pictures to our friend Adam and let him post them on the website. And
yeah, you're right. I don't know that anybody would steal that. But, you know, I thought that, you know, years ago I had like one of the world's oldest cell phones because I was always slow.
Yes, you were.
And so I'm thinking, well, you know, but I just leave it in my car. Nobody'd ever steal that phone. And then somebody told, no. Some of the bad people like those phones because those didn't have like a GPS tracking system on them. So those were desirable by some of the undesirables, I guess.
So kind of like the Phil Neese flip phone scoreboard.
Exactly. Yes.
I think your phone would get lost in there.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
So, exactly. But, you know, it's great. It's a great conversation piece. I mean, and extreme drop protection for
them. It's amazing, Hank.
I'm going to leave this here with you and just remind folks, since we've wasted that time on nothing, like we always do, Phil, coin boil tomorrow at Willow Valley Methodist Church.
Yep, that's going on.
Yep, Autumn Fest all over. Loganville, Blue River.
Blue River.
Aren't they one more somewhere?
Gotham has a big day event in the park tomorrow.
Yeah, a big day in the park tomorrow.
Yes.
So there's all kind of stuff to do tomorrow.
Every which way you turn.
Yeah, I'm going to go get. I'm probably might go visit the United Methodist Church coin boil early.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Today is actually Buttered Corn Day nationally, but you can keep celebrating it all weekend.
And today is National Hug Your Sweetheart Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I don't know where Joanne is, but
she's hiding, I think.
You take her spot?
Huh? No, that's all right. Okay. That's all right.
Don't forget to hug June when you get home.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I don't know if she'll be accepting. There's no telling what you'll do today to.
Well, she gives out a lot of hugs during the day to the little people.
So
and she's usually hugged out by the time the day ends.
Her meter's down.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever get hugs like on Saturday and Sunday, or she recoup?
I think she's recouping.
Yes. So she should be happy today. Right. The Bears actually won a game.
Yeah, the Bears did.
Yeah.
But
Brewers didn't.
I can hug myself almost.
Yeah, almost. You know,
almost do it.
Yeah.
So that's how I got in trouble.
That's not a good sight.
That's what, you know, I got in trouble with Kukinek the first day of school back in the day.
Really? Please do tell.
He told us to line up, and I was lined up, but I was pretending, you know, hugging.
Oh, boy.
Hugging
that's how you met Mr.
Kukinek? That's how I met Kukinek.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah, yeah. No wonder he has problems today.
I stood in the corner the rest of the hour.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How young were you?
Sixth grade. Yeah.
Old enough
to know better.
Did you ever, you know, speaking of standing in corners or chalkboard, I was very lucky and had a very teacher that didn't understand me. So I always spent a lot of time on the chalkboard.
She didn't understand your speech or she didn't understand your actions?
Both.
Okay.
So she would draw a white circle on the chalkboard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I would have to put my nose.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Yep.
So, and if your nose, and she would color the circle white, and if your nose moved out of that circle, you were in trouble. I did that quite often.
Yeah. I don't know that they can do that anymore.
Stunted my growth, Phil.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I noticed your brothers are taller than you, aren't they?
No, one of them.
One of them is.
Yeah. My older brother is a small person.
Oh.
Well, that's what we call him. Randall, what is he, 5'6", maybe 5'7"?
Oh, okay.
And we give him a bad time for shopping at Baby Gap all the time.
You just tower over him.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. I wouldn't want to get in a tussle with him either.
Right.
No. Or Russell. I'm probably the weakest one of the bunch.
So don't tussle with Russell?
Don't tussle with Russell or Randall. And the biggest one you don't tussle with is my mom.
I would say.
Do not mess with my mother.
Or your pa.
I think I take my pa.
You think you can?
I may be able to outrun him.
If he's listening, that sounds like a challenge, you know.
No, but no, I don't know if he's listening today. He's probably sleeping.
Oh.
But he hasn't. I'm just saying, don't tussle with Russell or Randall. Or my mom. Don't tussle with my mom. She is one tough cookie.
All right.
She would have to be.
I'll take you. Yes, she would.
So anyway, so your kids are all good and stuff?
Yeah, everybody's good.
Good.
Yeah, we're doing well.
That is awesome.
Looking forward to the weekend.
And yeah.
looking forward to, like, say, some football. And
get but here's the greatest the news. Stuff. If you thought summer leftist, wait for tomorrow.
Yep. Well, yeah, more like Sunday and Monday, but yeah. it'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, the humidity. I just don't like the humidity.
Yeah, that's the worst of it. Yeah, but, so. You know, you think about it, it always happens when the students go back to school.
It always does.
Yeah.
It always does. It's like, oh, they're getting released for heat.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, I wish we got released for heat down in Arkansas. It was hot all the time.
Oh, sure. Not every school is equipped with air conditioning, especially some of the gymnasiums. You get into volleyball in the first few weeks of September sometimes. It can be
not little, looking forward to this coming week, Phil. I promise.
Steamy.
You.
Yeah.
But anyway, buddy, I hope everybody gets out and enjoys a festival and corn boil or something. Enjoy your family. It's the last couple weekends of summer. You know, I know it's not, but you know, Labor Day usually is say, hey, this is it. Let's get back to work. So, which we've been working. I mean, I've been working all summer on a cell phone case.
Yeah, I know. Boy, it's hours well spent.
So anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day. You and your family. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Brave.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
If you're looking for fresh, delicious deals, head over to the Richland Locker. This week, get fresh family-packed chicken breasts for just $3.28 a pound. Want a little extra flavor? The marinated chicken breasts are only $3.98 a pound. In the deli, treat yourself to off-the-bone honey ham for $6.48 a pound and pair it with creamy Munster cheese, sliced to perfection at just $4.98 a pound. Richland Locker, your local shop for quality meats and unbeatable prices.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and Superdeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center.
This day in history, in 1990, mourners lined up for a block in Philadelphia for a funeral for entertainer Pearl Bailey. Also in 2000, 51 million people tuned in to watch the final episode of the original season of Survivor, during which Richard Hatch was named the million-dollar winner. And reality star Nicole Richie spent 82 minutes in jail for driving under the influence in 2007. Celebrity birthdays include actress Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie, 93, and actor Richard Saunders from WKRP in Cincinnati, 84. He was Les Nessman on that show. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to sister-in-law Nakara Durst from Lori and the Guys, Keisha Frawley from Mom and Dad, and also to Keisha from Caleb, Maggie, Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. Tim Quinn, happy wishes from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club, and Kayla Bonson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday, Gina Lorenz, from all your family at Oakwood. Happy wishes to Barbara Vogt Schroeder from the Durst Cousins. Happy 19th to Paige. Love Mom, Dad, Shayla, and Brennan. And happy birthday, Paige Nowicki. We love you. Have a great day from Grandpa Rod and Grandma Sherry. Happy wishes to grandson Brady Dosh, number 16. Lots of love from Grandma and Grandpa Dosh, and good luck with your sporting endeavors. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Brandy Hall, Kayla Bennett, Jocelyn Wilson, and Gina Lorenz from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Ross Nelson and Graham Schneider from Richland Center United Methodist Church. All the best today to Beverly Johnson and Leanne Johnson from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff. From the RC Lions, happy wishes to Audrey Clary, Darren Klingeman, Lily Lassicky, Ross Nelson, Cletus Bauer, Nicole Tennant. And happy anniversary, Ron and Julie Kepler, and Tom and Chris Mulliken. Happy birthday, number 94, to Cletus Bauer from your wife, Donna, and from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday, Skylar Ewers, and to Corey Hernan, also Jim Ryder and Ariana Rutherford, Courtney Trum, Danny Ward, and Graham Schneider. Happy anniversary, Bart and Jill Imhoff, and Chris and Virginia McHenry.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
7:42. Let's spin one for our anniversary couples.
When I'm all through, if I haven't been what they think I should be, if the total isn't high enough, when they figure me, when I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you.
Cash, this is Phil Lee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honey Crisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties, perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take and bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 53 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a small chance of a brief light shower and some sprinkles, a low of 59. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 53 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A motorcyclist has died from injuries received in a motorcycle versus car crash Saturday night. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified by the Grant County Coroner's Office Wednesday that Trevor King, 27, of Platteville, had died as a result of his injuries. The crash investigation showed that Trevor was traveling southbound on Highway 61 on his motorcycle in the township of Potosi with his passenger, Paige Adams, 27. 25 of Platteville. At the same time, a vehicle driven by Jacob F. Marshall, 25 of Cuba City, was westbound on County B approaching Highway 61. Marshall did not stop at the stop sign and failed to yield the right-of-way to the motorcycle. As a result, the motorcycle collided with the car and King and Adams were ejected from it. As a result, Paige Adams was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and later transferred to another hospital in critical condition. Trevor King, 27 of Platteville, was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and later was transferred to another hospital where he died Wednesday. The Richland County Board of Supervisors met in closed session Tuesday night for the purpose of appointing a county treasurer. After receiving the resignation of County Treasurer Jeffrey Even, the Board of Supervisors may appoint a new treasurer to fulfill his term. Following closed session, it was announced that the board had chosen Ashley Mott to serve out the remainder of Even's term. The treasurer's term is up for election in November. Ashley Mott will have to win the election in the fall to maintain the seat. Jeffrey Even's name will appear on the ballot, as it was too late for him to have his name taken off when he resigned to take the position as the treasurer for the city of Platteville. The universities of Wisconsin regions have approved asking Governor Tony Evers for an additional $855 million in the next two-year state budget. The regents approved the request during a meeting Thursday in Madison. The capital budget request includes $260 million proposed to repair aging facilities and $460 million to replace existing facilities that cannot be renovated cost-effectively. Declining enrollment and flat state aid has created a world of financial problems for the UW system and left the campuses more dependent on tuition. UW system president Jay Rothman has promised no tuition increases during the life of the budget if the system gets the money. The nearly $1.8 billion capital budget request will head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration in his 2025-27 budget. An Evers spokesperson says the governor looks forward to meeting or exceeding the region's budget request. Nearly three dozen tenured faculty at UW-Milwaukee's branch campuses will lose their jobs after a UW System Board of Regents vote Thursday. Regent and State Superintendent Jill Underley was the lone opposing vote and says the board could have found a way to save the positions. In a letter to Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman last week, UWM Chancellor Mark Monet said the layoffs are necessary given the financial situation at UW-Milwaukee. A policy from 2015 allows the board to fire faculty whose programs have been eliminated or because of financial difficulty. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced 76 surface transportation projects will get funded. The governor and WisDOT say $200 million will be used for more than 150 local road and bridge improvement projects, which will give more communities across Wisconsin safe, reliable highways they need to create good-paying jobs. The Evers administration says since 2019, it has improved more than 7,400 miles of roads, including more than 3,700 miles of local roads and nearly 1,800 bridges. State Representative Todd Novak has been recognized with the Creative Community Champion Award presented by Create Wisconsin in partnership with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. This annual award honors elected officials and civic leaders who are focused on the arts and creativity as integral to economic, educational, and community vitality as champions of Wisconsin's success now and into the future. Representative Novak has sponsored legislation to expand arts and creative economy development throughout Wisconsin, particularly in small towns and rural areas. The presentation took place August 9th during a creative economy discussion at Nick Engelbert's Grand View, a folk art museum and arts academy in Hollandale. This gathering was an opportunity to share information about the arts and creativity locally, talk about the community's encouragement of its creative economy, and thank Representative Novak as a champion for increased investment investment in Wisconsin's creative people, organizations, businesses, and communities. In addition to representatives from Grandview and Create Wisconsin, leaders from other arts and civic organizations in the area and statewide, including Folklore, Village, and Merrimack in Maine and Dodgeville, Driver Opera House in Darlington, Lafayette County Economic Development Corporation, Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts in Mineral Point, and Wisconsin Partners participated. The 165th Crawford County Fair continues through Sunday in Gaze Mills. Today we'll begin with sheep judging at 9 in Building 13. Other features today in Building 13 include the goat show at 10:30 and beef judging at 12:30. Nick's Kids Show will be held in the entertainment tent at 10, noon, and 2. You can also catch a youth block party at 11 and 1 and live music with Abby Lane at 3:30, all in the entertainment tent. The Midway will open today at 3. The 4-H Bold Blazers drill performance will be held in the Horse Arena at 5:30, and tonight's grandstand event will feature a tri-state truck and tractor pull beginning at 6:30. Autumn Fest will take place this weekend at the Blue River Village Park. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Autumn Fest weekend starts on Friday with the Men's Fast Pitch Softball Tournament at the Blue River Village Park Diamond. There are many other events happening on Friday night. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart.
So we have our Euchre Tournament starting at 7 o'clock, and that's always, well, it's been there probably the last 10 years, and it's gets bigger and bigger every year. That little shelter is usually pretty full of gentlemen playing euchre. That's, like I say, that starts at 7 o'clock in the shelter in the park. Then we have our water fights under the lights, which that's been a staple here for the last about 8 years. And we've been drawing anywhere from 10 to 15 teams. We usually have a couple gentlemen that come down from up around the Marshfield area. And then Friday night, we've got Roddy Dahl playing in the park shelter.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Autumn Fest.
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning starts our Maker's Market, vendor market. As of right now, there's 14 vendors that'll be there. They've got everything from food to clothing, whatever you can think of. It's usually get like the farmer's market type stuff is the same thing they're having there. Our Canoe the Blue event, depending on the weather, that'll go right at 9:30. We'll start registration for that. And then Friends of Blue River are sponsoring an open house in the old school. There are a couple speakers there. Mark Cupp will be at 10 a.m. and Ben Moffitt at 10:45. Our beanbag tournament will start around 12:30. And then this year, because of not having high mileage on Friday night, we're having them on Saturday night starting at 8. And because that's going to be going on at 8 o'clock, we moved our tractor pull up. So we're going to start weighing in at 1:30 now for the antiques and start pulling around 2 p.m., hoping to get the tractor pull done a little bit earlier so people can do the tractor pull and the band, and then they're both not going on completely the whole time together. And then our scavenger hunt's 5 o'clock at the gazebo in the park. And then, like I mentioned, high mileage is 8 p.m. there to midnight.
The Autumn Fest continues into early Sunday.
We got Monty Berger again this year for the Cowboy Church. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the park shelter there. I think it usually goes till about 10, and then the line usually comes from there right to the chicken, which that starts at 11.
The home stretch of the Autumn Fest will take place Sunday afternoon, and there will be a lot to do at the end.
Our parade starts at 2 o'clock, which has been the great staple there. The Sawdust Money Hunt, which is sponsored again this year by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank. There's quite a bit of change in that sawdust for the kids to dig out. And then the Kitty Tractor Pull, which is sponsored by the Riverdale FFA Club. They do that on the tennis court in the park. And then the firemen will put on our kids' water fights right after the sawdust dig. Once the kids are all done with that and they go down and do their kiddie tractor pull, they can come back up the hill and get wet and cool off for the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, the Other Brothers Band will start and play to 6.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Friday, August 23rd. Jacqueline J., Jackie Bennett, 78 of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of service at 11. Family and friends will gather at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet following the service. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jacqueline J., Jackie Bennett, 78, of Boscobel. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died Sunday at Upland Hills Hospital. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland. Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72 of Richland Center, died Thursday at Harvest Guest Home. No services will be held. Memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72 of Richland Center.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 57 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.